So it's interesting because there are over 2,000 people being cut, but about 1,900 of them are in other countries. They're doing aid work all over the world. And then there are going to be about 250 layoffs in the United States, mainly in Baltimore, of course, because that's where Hopkins is located. But these cuts are really going to affect people all over the world.
And it's going to affect people, obviously. What programs might be impacted by the cuts to the employees all around the world?
A lot of these cuts are impacting JAPAIGO, which was founded more than half a century ago and focuses on improving health for women and children. So these are grants and programs that focus on starving children, that focus on mothers and maternal mortality. So these programs are really going to impact a lot of young kids across the world, especially impoverished ones, malnourished ones, and that's really the mission of this center.
And there's been so much talk about USAID here in Washington. Is that really at the center of this?
Yeah, it is. So the cuts to USAID are really detrimental to a lot of these organizations. Most of the money they get, not all of the money they get, but most come from USAID. And for, you know, half a century has really helped them achieve their mission. But Hopkins is also predicting a lot of cuts and losses from losing NIH funding and other potential federal grants. So while this is at the heart of these layoffs, there are a lot of other factors that are impacting Hopkins right now.
So Johns Hopkins University says this is a pretty significant cut, right? This is really the largest cut in terms of employment the school has ever seen.
Yeah, that's true. It is. But honestly, most of the employees at JAPAIGO and the Center for Communication Programs, they were expecting this. It was kind of a ticking time bomb. They knew they were funded through the end of February, but after that, they were really worried with USAID cuts. So a lot of them saw this coming, and not all of them are laid off immediately. So they do have time to look for other jobs, and hopefully it won't impact our local economy as much. But internationally, researchers took a big hit.